It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. It is Terling Tuesday. Good to see you boys again.
Good to see you, too.
Good morning.
You got to speak into that thing, buddy.
We're sharing.
Too far away.
We got to get real close.
You got to get real close.
You got in the short kid's chair today.
I know. I'm feeling lesser than.
Yesterday was fun.
He's slowly getting squeezed out.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, no, he didn't even have his own mic.
He did a good job of upselling yesterday.
I did. I was hustling all day. I was driving around and badgering golfers as if I was a used car salesman selling them mulligans and string and moving up tees. And
you recruited one of our salespeople to go with you to a lot of these places, Miranda?
Well, yes. I did recruit.
Did you recruit Miranda, or she just asked could she go?
Yeah, she texted me. She was like, I'm up here at the front. Like, yeah. There's no one here. Let me come sell stuff with you. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
It was a good recruit, though. She ended up selling some things on the course as well, so that was helpful.
We're talking about the Austin First Foundation golf tournament yesterday, Aces for Austin. And, again, it's awesome. Enjoy being part of it every year. So, Anthony, thank you. Thank you for the invite. Thank you.
Thank you
for the gift.
Ah.
You knocked it out of the park. Speakers. Yep.
The lovely wife picked those.
Oh, did she?
That was her. I just kind of put the idea in her head, and then she approved it.
Is she a golfer?
Nope.
Golfers love speakers.
I'm not
now.
A golfer either.
I know.
We might ask people that are golfers and find out. I might be in sports.
You did a good job.
I might know what people like, even if I don't do it.
Yeah.
But no, you want to talk about two people and a company that are great people, great supporters, just phenomenal individuals, but a phenomenal company that also has supported our foundation. Austin First Foundation and the golf tournament. Kerry Shields and Sean Flaherty, welcome to the program.
Yes.
With Play Easy. And they actually were here. This is the second time Sean's been here.
Okay.
Kerry's first time to our community. First time to Alabama?
First time. Been to Birmingham.
Okay.
No,
oh, yeah. I forgot Birmingham. Yeah. That's fine. As long as you don't say.
That.
Nobody likes that place.
She did bring up Huntsville.
Oh, I didn't know.
Don't get him started on Huntsville. Remember, Sports Alabama, they're all part of our membership. But no, they're great people, great company. We'll talk about what PlayZ is and why they're here. They also were here. They did come in Sunday. They did practice round at Grand National.
Nice.
I know Sean's played the course multiple times now. Kerry has played it now twice in a day and a half or whatever. But they came here, yes, for Aces for Austin, support the charity, support the golf tournament. But we also attracted them here to stay a day and a half or a few days later for a site visit for something that they put on, which is a conference.
Mm-hmm.
But I will let them kind of start with who you are and what PlayZ is for the sports tourism industry. So whoever wants to kick that off.
Coach Sean, you got it?
Yeah, I got it. I think Anthony forgot to mention we have played the course multiple times, but we did come in last place. And the nice gift that we got from it was a paddle.
Yeah.
To get our spankings from. So that was
another idea for my wife.
Yes.
It's the Duffer Award, not Duffner. Because of obviously Jason Duffner being around here, but Duffer Award is the last place team, and then my wife came up with, "Oh, we're going to get paddles, and it's going to say you got spanked."
Yeah, so. As long as you had a good time.
It was fun. Yeah, it's all for charity.
Exactly.
So, right. Yeah, but no, we're proud supporters. We love Anthony and the Auburn team and everything they stand for. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to get down here. But PlayEasy. Kerry and I are co-founders and really co-CEOs, and we'll talk about kind of the split within our business. But we started PlayEasy back in 2018. Kerry and I were both athletes at Boston College, and we were running our camps and clinics and things like that and could never find a field to play on. And so we ended up creating like Airbnb for sports facilities, and then that turned into a sports tourism matchmaking service for events to find different hosts to host their events. And that's when we started working with Auburn. And then that then has kind of drifted now into like a full tourism experience. The athletes and the people come into Auburn. How can they find things to do? How can they connect with like the local communities and the good places to eat and stay and experience and all that kind of stuff? And so we'll get into that too. But it's been a fun journey working with you guys. So thanks for having us.
So co-CEO, so this thing started early at college. I mean, did you guys meet at college? Is that how that started?
Yes. Yeah, we started out as friends in college. Okay. Sean was a year older than me. I played basketball. Him and our other co-founder, Ryan Quigley, were on the football team. And it was one of those, you know, we were living in South Boston at the time, and we were on a roof deck, and Sean used to just throw out ideas, you know, just having some drinks, and he always wanted to start a company, and we realized that there was one problem that we were both going through, and that was just this disconnect in the sports space, which is people looking for a place to play and those venues that could host those people, which has now transformed into the largest digital network in sports tourism and events. So,
well, and Anthony, this is nothing new. You and I have talked about this before. I mean, even here, we're constantly having to build more facilities.
Mm-hmm.
The whole turf thing has made a big difference. Mm-hmm. Multi-use, multi-purpose fields that we're doing, which allows that. Yep. But I mean, it sounds like it's a growing problem nationwide.
It is, and people like Sean and Carrie and us, because we live in that ecosystem. You know, you always, if you're listening, you think of the world you're in, whether it's your business world or what. You always say, "Man, this is a small world." When it comes to whatever it is, right? In our sports tourism ecosystem, just in America. And now it's worldwide. I mean, we're all connecting with people all across, but you really start to realize you share a lot of the same opportunities, you share a lot of the same challenges. And when it comes to space, as growing communities like this one and many others, it's how are your locals, where are they playing, where are they, you know, fellowshipping, not just sports, it's also recreation, it's health and wellness, it's you know, working out, it's not just the competition part. But then it's like, all right, then when you think about sports tourism, you think about event organizers, you think about destinations like us that have growing new facilities. Well, how do we get that out there? How do we get the rights holders to know we're here? How do we get to know the consumer of that event? And Sean will tell a story you were just telling me yesterday about finding restaurants on Google, right? That's so old school. And they'll talk about a software. I mean, they have John with their team, their leadership team is a coder. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of them can code. They're very intelligent people, but they can create stuff based on a problem to provide a solution. And so, like, when you travel somewhere, what are you doing? You're looking for, where do I stay? Where do I eat? Where do I go if I want to do a spa or if I want to go get some entertainment done? Obviously, I know where my ball field is or whatever I'm going to because of sports taking me there, but how do I search it and find it, right? And for someone like Travis, and our Marcoms team, we want it living on our website. We want it on our site. We want people coming to aotourism.com. And for them, they want it found easy, right?
Yeah.
And so it really is. I always tell them from day one that we met, and what, 4 or 5 years ago, roughly?
2021, maybe.
Yeah. It's just insane to see where they've started.
Did you bump into them at one of those beach conferences you go to?
Not the beach. I don't know where we first met, but it was definitely at a conference. And look, the conferences bring us together. Right, they have their own conference, Innovator Summit. They'll talk about it here shortly. But when we only can meet 6 to 7 times a year, because by the way, we all have events we're hosting or business they're bringing in or whatever it is. Like, we can't stay at conferences 365 days a year. So how do we reach these people? Whether it's a consumer, an event organizer, or an event organizer reaches a group like us, well, PlayEasy is a platform for that. Mm. So speak to just kind of the evolution of, because I always tell people that don't know about PlayEasy, if you're not working with PlayEasy, you're kind of not intelligent. You need to. Common sense.
You're not headed in the right direction.
You're not headed in the right direction, because if they find, in like working with our team, Travis has ideas out the wazoo, and it's amazing, but he'll throw stuff at them and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And then between them and their leadership team and their staff, we'll figure it out. And then all of a sudden, a new product launches, and here we are. It's the solution.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I hope this is being nationally broadcast. This is a great sales pitch.
We'll be later.
Anthony, so, yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah, I can touch on a little of the evolution and a little of the technology, and then Carrie can maybe get into the Innovator Summit and kind of how we got there. But, yeah, we what we started with was basically that concept of Airbnb for sports venues that turned into the sports tourism kind of event organizer connection space. And that was a really difficult thing to be able to get off the ground, because you need to have thousands of facilities and destinations, as well as thousands of event organizers and events, for it to really work. And so, you know, it's a chicken and the egg problem. So that took us about 6 years to get going.
Wow.
But once we got that, then we really had these two sides of our business that we kind of split into organically. Me and John Gorin, who Anthony was talking about, who's our CTO, is really on the technology side. So we'd be going into the software, the strategy, all right, what's next in the product. And then Carrie, and then our other co-founder, Ryan Quigley, who actually is a punter in the NFL for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so
he's a great golfer. So last year he was able to hold us together a little bit. But
he can also tell you fun stories about Pat McAfee.
Yeah, he can. And so Carrie started a podcast. This is like her natural kind of like place where she is. But really connect with the industry really well and drive the community on the platform. Because it's not just about tech. If you have technology that nobody uses, it's worthless, right?
Right.
And so it really became kind of this, like, there's a community side of our business. There's a technology side of our business. And that's kind of how this split happened. But from the technology side, what we really got excited about, where we really split the business, was when AI came in. Mm-hmm. There's some scary things out there for you know, what AI can do to different industries. But what we saw was, what you want to do when you travel somewhere is you want to talk to the local expert, right? You don't just want to ask the internet about, you know, where should I go? Because that's what we did. Carrie and I got done playing at Grand National right around 8 p.m. Want to know, where is a great steak place or a great restaurant that we can go to that's still going to be open? Google gave us Longhorn Steakhouse. And so that was the first option right on my phone. And you couldn't even see any other option. Just scroll down and you're like, well, obviously this is being paid for, right? So then Carrie is like, hey, ask Compass, which is our AI solution that is powered by Auburn,
okay,
and Auburn Opelika. And it's really, it's taking Travis and Anthony's head, you know, the recommendations.
It's you and I, Anthony, in a chat bot for the world to talk to.
He's on call 24 hours a day, 7 days. When you check that, that's
we're
going to
get in trouble.
Yeah. And so they're curious. So if you want to ask local experts what to do, like, that's coming from them. And it took us to, what was it called, Carrie? 140?
I'm going to
140 Grill.
Oh, 140 Grill.
140 Grill.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
they're good.
And so, it was open and it was like, man, this is fantastic. This is a real world use case where this actually worked. And so that, we're really doing that at scale, all the events, all the visitors that come in, how can we help reach them with Auburn Opelika Tourism's authentic voice?
Well, something like that too is timing, because that was Sunday night. Was that last night or Sunday night?
No, Sunday night.
Yes. I mean, you're already, you're on the verge of not seeing anything open at that point in time.
Right.
So you needed some local knowledge instead of the whole, you Google it and all of a sudden all the chains that are buying the ads, they move to the top, and that's not what you wanted. You were looking for something hometown.
Exactly.
So I totally get it. So then you come into play.
Yep. Yes, I do. Yeah, no.
And
yes.
So what is coming here?
Yeah, so
coming
potential site visit.
This is what we call the presumptive close.
This is where we try to close them. Yes.
This is the presumptive close.
And we just happen to be like, come play in a charity golf tournament and show you everything.
You forget that I do a little sales too. This is a presumptive close.
You know. Sorry, I didn't pick up on that.
I mean, you guys are doing an unbelievable job already. So, but I will touch on also, we are very proud to support Aces for Austin, and that was a big reason of why we wanted to be here and a part of it. I mean, the Auburn Opelika team has been just incredible partners of ours, and Anthony and his foundation has just been, we're really passionate about it, and so just to be here has been an honor. And so that was just a nice part to have. And then we are now on a site visit as well. And so you mentioned it's my first time in Auburn Opelika, and we are looking for a host for our Innovator Summit in 2027 and 2028. And so we are open to cities that we work with all across the country. And so Auburn Opelika has been a group that has really bought into our technology since the start. And they've been a big part of what we have built and how it's evolved into what it is today. I don't know. Anthony even said, just from our company perspective, we build solutions for problems within our space.
Right.
And we realized that we were having these great conversations with innovators within the space, so people like Anthony and Travis, but there are people all over the country having the same conversations that are having the same problems. So how do we get everyone into one space to share what can we build next to help grow that? And so that's really what our Innovator Summit is all about. And then just a touch on the network side of things. And so over the course of the last 8 years, we've built a community which has become the largest digital community within the sports tourism space. So just to give people an idea, we started with about 20 different sports and events, and now I think we have over 150. So everything from horseshoes to pillow fighting to pickleball.
There's that word again.
Dog competitions.
Yeah, there's that word.
It's a worldwide thing, isn't it? Yeah.
And so it's been I mean, just unbelievable to see just how much this community has grown around sports events mm-hmm. and driving that business into these communities that we're working with. And so really bringing together all of the different stakeholders within our space into one place. And so that's why I'm super excited for the next 24 hours. I know Cindy on their team has a great schedule for me planned. So we're excited to see.
I'm sure. You guys and I have talked about this before, though. You know, everybody looks at this because this is a prime example of things outside of what I call the big three, the basketball, baseball, and football version of things mm-hmm. here, because everybody looks at Auburn and they go, I'm going to go to a game.
Yeah.
They don't realize, Adaptive Sports, we've talked about that, where they're mm-hmm. doing training for the national team here.
Yeah, wheelchair handball, wheelchair basketball, Natty.
Won the national championship. Shout out to those guys.
Yep.
I know mentioned pickleball, archery. I mean, stuff that's coming in here to this area that is not quote unquote the big three.
Oh, I mean, we have an elite series pro fisherman. Shout out Logan Parks.
Yep.
We don't even fish here, but he brought this here, and it's what, 4 or 5 years, has 600 people, 300 anglers, high school, college students. From one, a couple of them have come from Hawaii, mm-hmm. and that's all yeah. here and fished out of our market. But mm-hmm. you know, it's just the creativity. And I always tell people our market is we know who we are and what we're not. We're not looking to host winter sports. We're not looking to host, you know, sports we don't have facilities for. But when we can get creative, you know. And so it's like when people start to see the scope of all the different types of events and yeah. the different types of whether it's for youth, adults. We're taking over Special Olympics, and we're hosting, you know, state volleyball, track and field, just you name it. And we're already working on next year, you mm-hmm. know, for Special Olympics. And then you mentioned Adapted Sports right there. That pretty much hits every single.
Yep.
Individual or group, you know, from a sport perspective. And I probably off the top of my head, we probably host 15 to 17 different types of sports, right? Mm-hmm. Go look at our tourism sports video. It shows yeah. the scope of what we do. Yes, our bread and butter are things like soccer, pickleball, tennis. I know I'm going to forget some, people are going to get mad. Baseball, softball, you know, the traditional ones. And like football is hilarious. We're so big in football, but we do not, have not hosted a ton of flag, a ton of seven on sevens, and a ton of tackle football travel. But guess what? We are now, you know, mm-hmm. because we knew there was a gap in that. And like groups like this help us do that, because Aubrey and I can go to all the shows we want, but we're not going to see everybody, and we're not going to be able to meet everybody with a good, you know, intentional relationship building, because it's just so much people at these conferences and little time to do it. So for Aubrey, he's searching Playeasy's rights holders, you know, event organizer directory, their events. They're looking for their RFPs that are looking to host, mm-hmm. you know, events. And obviously the neatest thing for us is that story Sean tells about, and no offense to certain restaurants, but like you go somewhere, you want that yeah. authentic experience, whether it's the local spot, the local entertainment spot. You don't want the cookie cutter places, right? Those are great, but you want to taste and experience what makes Auburn, Opelika, Lee County, or anywhere you travel to yeah. make it special. And for him, and I know for Travis, that is Travis's brain, because yeah. we throw tons of back end questions on this AI chatbot. What is it called? Scout? Our chatbot, we named it Scout.
Yeah.
Robin, a.k.a. Robin Bridges, named it Scout. But it's really one of those where we want every, whether it's an individual or a group, a team, whatever, to have a good experience when they arrive here and when they exit here. Robin, before we came over here talking about Argentina, Iceland, was like, we need to start thinking about these types of people and how their experience coming into our community and leaving our community is yeah. flawless. So it's the way we think, but platforms like PlayEasy help us do that.
Mm, very well said. And don't forget to volunteer, right, Travis?
Always hit the volunteer tab in the top right corner of aotourism.com to get signed up. You can reach out to me directly at travis@aotourism.com to get involved in all of these different tournaments, conferences, and more, just community volunteer events. I help run that program, so you can reach out to me and I can get you plugged in.
And if you see Sean and Kerry walking around with PlayEasy, be nice to them. We're trying to go ahead and yeah. get them closed on that deal. So
make sure
we can get them to come back and get them to come back. I mean, they've gotten to play basically 36 holes of golf over the last 48 hours.
It's been a good experience.
Not bad.
Now they got to do like real work and do their site visits. So, man, as always, thank you guys. Appreciate
thank you
all. And again, yesterday, thank you for yesterday. hey, great job. Hopefully some money was raised to help cure some diseases that nobody knows about.
I will say that we're, because this program means a lot to me and this network. Thank you, Steve Witten, everyone at this program, at this company. We're probably going to gross close to 50,000. Hope our last year's net was 47,000. I pray that we can eclipse that, but we will be very pleased and grateful for anything because it's going to Children's Hospital, Undiagnosed Disease Program, and a research project. So we're close, we'll think.
Very well said. Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're going to preview the Opelika City Council meeting that is coming up next.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning.